Good morning, everyone.
Buenos días, todos.
God bless you.
Dios le bendiga.
¿Cómo estamos este día?
How are we this day?
Felices.
Happy.
Wow, nosotros estamos muy felices.
We're very happy.
No porque cumplimos 15 años.
Not because we reached 15 years per se.
Sino only, porque Cristo.
But rather because Christ.
Murió por nosotros.
Died for us.
Él fue sustituto nuestro en la cruz del Calvario.
He was our substitute on the cross of Calvary.
Y esa debe de ser la razón.
And that should be the reason.
Porque cada uno de nosotros,
for that each and every one of
seguidores
us,
de Cristo,
followers of Christ,
debemos de vivir una vida feliz.
Must live a happy life.
Ha roto el pecado.
He's broken the chains of the bondage of
venció
sin.
Venció la muerte.
And conquered death.
Y conquistó la vida.
And also took upon him and conquered life.
Como iglesia,
as a church,
nos sentimos muy contentos.
We're very happy.
Muy felices.
We're rejoicing.
Gracias, Pastor Mark.
Thank you, of course, Pastor Mark.
Gracias a toda la congregación.
Thank you for your entire congregation.
Gracias al Pastor Frank.
Thank you also to Pastor Frank.
Tenemos 15 años de historia.
We have 15 years of history.
Se dicen fáciles, 15 años.
It's very easy to say 15 years.
Pero es un proceso.
But it's a process.
Y en ese proceso,
and during that process,
hay luchas.
There's struggles.
Hay lágrimas.
There are tears.
Hay tristeza.
There's moments of sadness.
Hay gozo.
And there's also moments of happiness.
Y este día,
and on this day in particular,
es un día de gozo.
It's a day of joy.
Porque en el Señor,
because in the Lord,
en Cristo Jesús,
in Christ,
que nos ha dado la victoria,
has given us the victory,
de todas nuestras dificultades,
throughout all of our difficulties,
nuestros corazones,
our hearts,
deben de vivir gozosos,
must live in constant rejoicing.
Debe de haber un motivo grande,
should be a great motivation,
en nuestras vidas,
or reason in our life,
para vivir para la honra,
to live for the honor,
y la gloria,
and the glory,
de nuestro Señor Jesucristo,
of our Lord Jesus Christ.
So, déjeme contarle un poquito, un parte de la historia de la
so
iglesia.
So, if I may share just a part of the history of this church,
hace
our
15
church,
años,
about 15 years ago,
llegamos a este lugar,
we've arrived at this place,
con los pastores Presta,
with the pastors Presta,
Jorge Presta y Laura Presta,
Jorge and Laura Presta,
que fueron los que comenzaron esta obra aquí en Easton.
The ones who began this work of planting this church here for us in Easton.
Recuerdo cuando nosotros comenzamos a reunirnos en este lugar.
I remember when we first began to gather in this place.
El Pastor Frank,
Pastor Frank at that time,
nos dio la, y la congregación,
and also the congregation,
nos dio la oportunidad de que nosotros nos reuniéramos en este santuario.
Gave us the opportunity to, at that moment, gather in this sanctuary.
Éramos alrededor de unas 30 personas.
At that time, we were just 30 people or so.
Pero de un día para otro,
but as days would pass,
en un abrir y cerrar de ojo,
in a closing and opening of an eye,
la iglesia pasó por una situación difícil.
The church in that moment went through a difficult season.
Y de una semana para otra,
and week after week,
después de tener 30 miembros,
after having about 30 people or so,
30 personas que nos reuníamos en este lugar para adorar a Dios,
in our church that would gather in this place to worship God,
solo quedamos 5.
There was only 5 of us left.
Cinco.
Five.
Pasó algo.
Situation happened in particular.
Yo recuerdo que yo le pregunté a la pastora Laura.
And I remember at that time I spoke with Pastor Laura.
Me daba pena.
And it was a little
que
shame.
Ellos vinieran desde Odenton, Maryland.
And I felt kind of bad because they would come from where their residence was, from Odenton, Maryland.
Ellos pastorean la iglesia en Annapolis.
And they at that time were pastoring the church in Annapolis.
Y yo le dije a la pastora Laura.
And I spoke to Pastor Laura.
Pastora.
And I said, Pastor,
nosotros podemos ir como familia,
I said, we can go as a family,
a congregarnos a Nápoles,
to congregate in Annapolis,
para que ustedes no tengan que venir hasta acá.
So you don't necessarily have to always come to here. To
y yo recuerdo las palabras de mi pastora.
And I remember the words of my pastor at the time.
Y ella dijo,
and at the moment she said,
yo predico,
I preach,
a un Dios,
of a God,
que abre iglesias,
that opens churches,
no que cierra iglesias,
and does not close churches.
¿Están dispuestos ustedes a trabajar para la obra de Cristo?
And she said to me, are you willing to work for the war, for the Lord?
Y nosotros le dijimos, sí, pastora.
And we said, yes, of course, pastor.
Vamos a pensar a comenzar a trabajar para la obra de Cristo.
We'll begin an arduous work for the work of the Lord.
Por supuesto, este lugar,
of course, this place,
nos quedaba muy grande.
Was, of course, at the time, was too big for us.
Pastor Frank se acercó donde se acercó a mí.
And at that time, Pastor Frank came close to me and said,
y me dijo, hermano Omar.
He said, brother Omar.
En ese entonces todavía no me habían nombrado pastor.
At that time I had yet to be named as pastor.
Y el pastor Frank me dice, hermano Omar.
And Pastor Frank at the time said,
creo que
Omar,
el santuario de arriba.
I believe that the upstairs sanctuary, which is this one,
está muy grande.
It's a little too big.
Solo éramos Cinco personas más los dos pastores eran siete personas.
At that time it was just five people, and then including the pastors were two.
Había que encender todas las lámparas.
We had to turn on all the lights.
Hoy tendremos nuevas luces.
And that now you all have new lights.
Hermosas.
Or beautiful lights.
Pero antes eran unos
but
grandes
before,
faroles.
There were these big, overly sized lights.
¿Se acuerdan, verdad?
I don't know if those who remember can recall this.
Hay que encender la calefacción en tiempo de frío.
And you had to turn on the heat when it was cold outside.
Hay que encender el aire acondicionado en tiempo de calor.
And also when it was hot, you had to turn on the AC.
Entonces él me propuso algo.
So then at that time he proposed something
to me. Y él me dijo.
And he said,
¿qué tal si ustedes pueden ocupar un espacio?
What if you can occupy a space?
Pequeño en la parte del basement.
Smaller in the basement.
Y yo le dije, está bien.
And I said, that's perfectly fine.
Donde nos acomoden, ahí estamos bien.
Wherever you place us, we'll be fine.
Queremos adorar a Dios.
We just want to worship God.
Y yo recuerdo que él sacó un amplificador un poco viejito.
And I remember he brought out a somewhat little old amplifier.
Y me dio dos micrófonos.
And he gave us two microphones.
Todavía lo conservo, los micrófonos.
And
están ahí en el santuario.
I still keep these two microphones. I still have those two microphones.
Y nos dio dos bocinas pequeñas.
And he gave us two small speakers.
Y comenzamos a adorar a Dios.
And we began to worship God.
En el cubículo que está al final del pasillo.
At the cubicle at the end of the hallway.
En el basement.
In the basement, in the room.
A mano derecha.
On your right hand side.
Es un espacio como de 12 por 10, creo.
And I believe that's a space of 12 by 10.
Y nosotros encendíamos los speakers, encendíamos las bocinas.
And we would turn on the speakers.
Y cantábamos a Dios.
And we would sing unto God.
Como que si habían 100 personas.
Like if it were 100 people with us.
1,000 personas.
1,000 people with us.
No necesitábamos las bocinas.
We didn't necessarily need the speakers.
No necesitábamos los micrófonos.
We didn't necessarily need the microphones.
Si yo apago el micrófono ahora.
If I turn off my microphone now.
Yo sé que usted me puede escuchar.
I know within reason you can hear me under the sound of my voice. My apologies for the moment for following live through social media, perhaps.
Pero eso es lo que sucedía en ese momento.
But that's what would transpire at that moment.
Pero nosotros adorábamos a Dios.
But nevertheless, we worship God.
Y yo le decía al Pastor Frank,
and I would speak to Pastor Frank at the time.
Un día,
one day,
vamos a estar en el otro santuario.
We're going to be in the, another sanctuary. In the
y el Pastor Frank me dijo,
Pastor Frank told me at the time,
este
this
es el primer step.
Is the first paso or step.
Este es la el primer paso.
The first step.
El segundo paso,
the second step,
va a ser el santuario donde están los hermanos afroamericanos.
Will be the sanctuary where the African American congregation at that time was at.
Nos acordamos de ello, ¿verdad?
I don't know who those were there at the time can remember.
Y comenzamos
it.
A crecer como iglesia.
And as a church, we began to grow.
Ya no cabíamos en el cubículo.
We no longer fit or were able to fit in that room.
Y sacamos las sillas en el pasillo.
And then we began to put seats or chairs in
y
the hallway.
Y comenzamos a adorar en el pasillo.
And we began to worship in the hallway.
Y el Pastor Frank me decía,
and then Pastor Frank would say,
ten paciencia.
Be patient.
Ya viene el segundo step.
The next step is coming.
Y yo le dije, estoy
say,
orando a Dios.
We're praying to God.
Y Dios va a hacer algo.
And God will do something.
Y yo recuerdo un día que me dijo el Pastor Frank,
I remember Pastor Frank one day told me,
los hermanos,
the brothers and sisters,
terminaron de construir su santuario,
finished constructing their sanctuary,
terminan el contrato,
they finished their contract,
y ellos se van.
And they would leave.
Ahora ustedes pasan al segundo paso.
And now you all, as a local church, Latino church, can go to the next
y yo dije,
step.
Gloria a Dios.
And I said, glory to God.
Pero después vino otra preocupación a mi corazón.
But then another sense of worry entered into my heart.
Y es que yo pensaba, y ahora,
and it's because I thought, and now,
¿cómo hacemos para pagar esa renta?
What do we do to contribute to the rent of that
sanctuary? Nuestra congregación era pequeña.
Our, at that time, our congregation was a little still too small.
Ellos pagaban una mensualidad.
They would pay the monthly amount.
Y que era lo justo.
What was right.
Para ustedes como congregación.
As a congregation which was
y yo
right
pensaba,
and just.
¿Cómo vamos a pagar la renta?
And I thought to myself, as our church, how are we to
yo le dije
pay
al Pastor Frank,
and I spoke to Pastor Frank.
Pastor Frank.
I said, Pastor Frank,
no sabemos cómo vamos a pagar la renta.
We don't know how we're going to meet the need of the monthly payment.
Y él me dijo estas palabras.
And he said to me the following words.
Y yo sé que estas palabras,
and I know that these words,
nacieron del corazón de la congregación.
Were born from the heart of the congregation.
Y él me dijo,
and he said to me,
nosotros no queremos renteros.
He said, we don't want just tenants, simply put.
Queremos ministerios que prediquen la palabra de Dios.
Ministries that preach the word of God.
Que traigan al perdido a los pies de Cristo.
That bring those who are lost to the feet of Christ.
Eso es lo que nosotros queremos.
That is our desire.
Queremos una comunidad.
We want a community
que adore a Dios,
that worships God,
que crea en Cristo,
that believes unto Christ,
que reciba la salvación,
that receives salvation,
y que pueda recibir la vida
and
eterna,
that can reach and receive eternal life.
Y esas palabras,
and those words,
llenaron de paz mi corazón.
Filled my heart with peace.
Comenzamos a trabajar.
And we began to work.
Y por eso, mis amados hermanos,
and that's why my beloved sisters,
quiero aprovechar
and brothers,
la oportunidad,
I would like to take advantage
para
of this
decirles
opportunity to say to
a
all,
todos ustedes,
to all of you who are present and
gracias.
Listening, thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you.
Gracias.
Thank you
por lo que han hecho por nosotros.
For what you have done for us.
Como iglesia hispana,
as a Latino church,
vivimos eternamente agradecidos.
We will eternally live gratefully or grateful.
Es por eso que siempre que hablamos con nuestros hermanos,
that's why every time we speak with our brothers and sisters,
siempre decimos,
we always say,
este lugar,
this place,
debemos de cuidarlo,
we must take care of,
mejor que como cuidamos nuestra propia casa,
even better so, or take care of it better than even our own homes,
porque esta es la casa de Dios,
because this is God's house.
No, yo sé que Dios habita en nuestros corazones,
and of course we know that God abides in each and every one of
pero
our hearts,
pero es el lugar que Dios nos dio para adorarlo,
the place in which God has given us to worship,
y debemos de cuidarlo,
we must care for.
Es por eso que usted va a ver a los hermanos,
that's why you will see brothers and sisters at, from
pintando
time to time,
siempre,
always painting,
maquillando,
you know, all these cosmetic aesthetic things,
limpiando,
cleaning,
porque queremos vivir con ese agradecimiento,
because we will always desire to live with
y honrar a nuestro
sense
Dios
of gratitude.
Quiero compartir una, un mensaje, quiero compartir una palabra del Señor.
Now I would like to share God's word with you all.
Yo le di el texto bíblico al Pastor Mark.
And I gave the biblical text to Pastor Mark.
Y vamos a ver en el libro de Filipenses, capítulo 3.
We're going to go to Philippians chapter 3.
Filipenses capítulo 3. Vamos a leer del versículo 13 al versículo 15.
We're going to read from verses 13 to 15.
Versículo 13 al versículo 15.
Verses 13 to 15.
Cuando lo tenga, me da un amén.
And when you do find the verses, please, if you would abide in by saying amen.
Y leemos la palabra de Dios.
And we read God's word.
Dice el apóstol Pablo.
The apostle Paul now speaking.
Hermanos,
brothers,
yo mismo no pretendo haberlo ya alcanzado.
I do not consider myself yet to have hold of it.
Pero una cosa hago.
But one thing I do.
Olvidando ciertamente lo que queda atrás.
Forgetting what is behind.
Y extendiéndome a lo que está adelante.
And straining toward what is ahead.
Prosigo a la meta.
I press on toward the goal.
Al premio del supremo llamamiento de Dios en Cristo Jesús.
To win the prize for which God has called me in heavenward in Christ Jesus.
Así que todos los que somos perfectos.
So all of us who then are mature.
Esto mismo sintamos.
Should take such of you.
Y si otra cosa sentís.
And if at some point you think differently.
Esto también lo revelará Dios.
That too God will make clear to you.
Oramos al Señor.
And we pray to the Lord.
Padre, en el nombre de Jesús.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Damos gracias por tu palabra.
We give thanks for your word.
Que tu nombre sea glorificado.
That your name should be glorified.
En medio de los santos de la congregación.
In the midst of the saints of the congregation.
Damos gracias a Dios.
We give thanks, God.
Por este tiempo maravilloso.
For this marvelous time.
Ayúdame a predicar tu palabra.
Help us preach your word.
Pon palabra de sabiduría en mis labios.
Words of wisdom through our lips and our mouths.
Para poder, Señor,
to be able then,
transmitir
Lord,
este mensaje.
To transmit and send this
en el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Tome asiento, hermano.
You may take a seat, please. Thank you.
Tome asiento. Ahora nosotros cuando leemos la carta de Filipenses,
now when we read the letter of Philippians,
vemos nosotros al apóstol Pablo,
we see now the apostle Paul,
dándole el agradecimiento a esta iglesia que estaba en Filipos,
of thanks in the church of Philippi,
porque ellos de alguna manera,
because they in a certain sense,
habían tomado o habían cuidado del apóstol Pablo,
had taken care of the ministry or in that case of Paul's life.
Ellos habían provisto,
they had provided
económicamente,
economically,
una ayuda para el apóstol Pablo,
a help or support for the apostle
para
Paul,
que él siguiera trabajando en el ministerio,
so he can continue working in the ministry
que Dios lo llamó,
that God called him to fulfill.
Ahora recordemos que cuando el apóstol Pablo,
now let us remember that when the apostle Paul
estaba preso en ese momento cuando escribió la carta.
Was in prison during that time when writing this letter.
Y él estaba preso.
And he was in prison.
En Roma.
In Rome.
Entonces el apóstol Pablo.
So the apostle Paul.
Escribe esa carta para los filipenses.
Writes this letter for the church of Philippi.
Pero antes de esas palabras de Pablo,
but before the words of Paul,
él le dice a la iglesia de Filipenses,
he says to the church of Philippi,
hermanos,
brothers and sisters,
yo mismo no pretendo haberlo ya alcanzado.
I do not consider myself to have yet taken hold of it.
El apóstol Pablo,
the apostle Paul,
un hombre que tuvo un encuentro con Jesucristo,
a man who had a personal encounter with Christ,
un hombre que fue llevado al tercer cielo,
a man who in his own words said was taken to the third heaven in a sense,
un hombre que tuvo la experiencia más grande que cualquier ser humano pudo haber tenido,
a man who had one of the greatest experiences that any human being could have possibly have encountered.
Pero él dice esas palabras,
but he says those words,
no pretendo,
brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself
haberlo alcanzado todo,
yet to have taken hold of it.
Pero él tenía claro algo.
But he had something very clear.
Él tenía claro cuál era la meta que él tenía que alcanzar.
And what he had clear was the goal that he had to reach.
La pregunta que surge es,
so now the question that arises is,
¿cuál es la meta que tú tienes?
What is your goal, or what's your goal?
¿Cuál es la meta que nosotros tenemos como
what
cristianos?
Is the goal that we have as Christians?
Como personas podemos tener muchas metas.
As people we can have many or a plethora of goals.
Este año me propuse perder 30 libras.
In my personal life, I had the proposition or goal to lose 30 pounds.
Ya perdí una.
I already lost one.
Y cada uno de nosotros podemos tener muchas metas que lograr en esta vida.
And each and every one of us can have many goals that we can desire to accomplish in this life.
Y es bueno tener metas.
And it's good to place goals.
Porque cuando tú tienes una meta,
because when you place a goal,
tienes una dirección.
You have a sense of direction.
No caminas desorbitado.
You don't walk or go to the wrong direction per se.
No caminas desorientado.
You don't walk and be weary in a sense in going in the wrong direction.
Caminas hacia esa meta.
You walk towards that goal.
Ahora, para alcanzar esa meta,
now to reach that goal,
van a haber muchas dificultades.
Of course, there will be many difficulties.
Van a haber momentos de tropiezos.
There will be moments in which we stumble.
Van a haber momentos quizás de desánimos.
Moments perhaps of discouragement.
El apóstol Pablo,
the apostle Paul,
sufrió persecución,
suffered persecutions,
sufrió latigazos,
and he suffered floggings or
fue whippings, encarcelado,
and he was also imprisoned,
y estuvo náufrago también,
and also was at shipwrecked.
Él pasó tantas dificultades.
He also went through many difficulties.
Pero algo que él tenía claro en su mente y en su corazón,
that he had clear in his mind and in his heart,
era la meta que él tenía.
Was the final goal that he
era
had.
La meta que él tenía.
The goal that he had.
Las adversidades, hermanos,
adversities, brothers and sisters,
es parte del camino.
Is part of the journey.
Y ante ellas,
and before them,
podemos tener diversas reacciones. Número uno,
we can have different reactions. Number one,
enfrentarlas,
to confront them,
negarlas,
deny them,
huir de ellas,
flee from them.
Ahora, si quieres una profunda decisión o se requiere una profunda decisión,
so a profound decision is required then,
de no volver atrás,
of not going back or returning.
Si queremos alcanzar algo significativo en nuestras vidas,
if you want to reach something with significance in our life,
debemos de luchar todos los
we
días.
We must fight for it every day.
Debemos nosotros de we perseverar todos los días.
Persevere every day.
Porque las cosas sin valor,
because things that do not hold value,
no tienen ningún esfuerzo.
Do not require any sense of effort.
No tienen ninguna dificultad.
They don't have any sense of difficulty.
Todo aquello que es fácil,
everything that's easy,
que es significativo,
that's considered perhaps
no tiene ningún esfuerzo.
Doesn't require so
pero
much
aquello
as an
que cuesta,
but that does require much
necesita
effort,
una perseverancia.
Needs a sense of perseverance.
Necesita que nosotros estemos concentrados
that we must be concentrated
en lo que nosotros queremos lograr.
Or focused on what we need to accomplish.
Jóvenes,
young people,
a lo mejor usted está pensando,
perhaps some of you all may be thinking,
hoy estoy en esta iglesia,
today I'm here in this church,
adorando a Dios,
worshiping God,
pero mañana voy para la universidad,
but tomorrow I perhaps go to school or college.
Muy bien.
Very well.
Vas a la universidad.
If you go to the university or college,
te preparas.
You prepare yourself.
Te recibes en una profesión.
You perhaps desire a profession or career.
Ya sea de doctor.
Be it of a doctor, for
ya
example.
Ya sea de abogado.
Or a lawyer, perhaps.
O lo que tú hayas decidido estudiar.
Or whatever you've personally desired to study.
Pero hay una meta.
But there is a goal.
Que es la que Pablo nos habla a nosotros como cristianos.
Paul speaks to us about being Christians.
Que nunca debemos de quitar nuestra mirada.
That we must never lose sight of.
Nunca.
Never.
Aun cuando nosotros tengamos muchas metas terrenales,
even when we may have many earthly goals per se,
tenemos que pensar siempre,
we must always keep in mind,
en la meta final in que the cada final uno de nosotros,
goal that each and every one of us,
como cristianos tenemos,
as Christians that we have.
El apóstol Pablo dice,
the apostle Paul says,
pero una cosa hago,
but one thing I do,
olvidando ciertamente lo que queda atrás,
forgetting what is behind,
y extendiéndome a lo que está delante,
and straining toward what is ahead, verse 13.
Ahora, olvidarnos de lo que queda atrás,
and now to forget what remains behind us,
es un ejercicio de la mente.
It's an exercise of the mind.
Hay cosas que nosotros tenemos que aprender a dejar atrás.
There are certain things that we must simply learn how to leave behind.
Las malas decisiones que tú tomaste,
perhaps bad decisions we may have made,
en un momento equivocado,
and perhaps in a mistake or in a moment,
ya quedaron atrás.
Leave it behind.
Una relación,
or perhaps
que no funcionó,
a relationship that didn't work out,
ya quedó atrás.
Leave it behind.
Todo eso que afecta nuestra mente y nuestro corazón,
everything that can affect our mind and our heart,
debemos de dejarlo atrás.
We must leave it behind.
El pasado nuestro,
our past,
debe de servir,
must serve,
para dar testimonio,
to bring forth the testimony,
y darle gloria a Dios,
and give God all the glory.
Nuestro pasado,
our past,
no debe de servir,
should serve us,
para interrumpir,
or should not serve,
el caminar nuestro en Cristo Jesús.
To interrupt our walking with Christ.
Eso no debe de obstaculizar,
it should not be an obstacle,
la meta final que tenemos en Cristo Jesús.
The final goal in which we have in Christ.
Y el apóstol Pablo lo tenía muy claro.
And the apostle Paul had that very clear.
Y él dice,
and he says,
prosigo a la meta.
I go towards the goal.
Al premio del supremo llamamiento de Dios.
To win the prize for which God has called.
En Cristo Jesús.
Heavenward in Christ Jesus.
Quiero decirte algo.
I would like to say something.
A pesar de todas las metas que nosotros podamos tener,
despite all the goals that perhaps we may have,
y todas las metas son buenas,
and all those goals are very good.
Vuelvo y lo repito.
I'll repeat it once more.
Pero cada uno de nosotros,
but each and every one of us,
tenemos una gran meta.
Have even a greater goal.
Y la meta final nuestra,
that final goal,
no es estar en este lugar.
It's not necessarily just to be in this place.
No es que tú te gradúes en la universidad.
It's not just that you should graduate from a university.
No es que tú seas padre de familia.
It's not just that you should be a parent of a family.
No es que tú estés adorando a Dios en este lugar.
It's not only just worshiping God in this place.
No es que tú estés cuidando de tu familia.
It's not only that you should care for your family.
La meta final,
the final goal,
de cada uno de nosotros,
of each and every one of us,
es estar en la misma presencia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
Presence, Lord Jesus Christ.
Es recibir la corona de
is
vida
to receive the crown of life
que tiene preparada
that he has prepared.
Nuestro Señor.
Our Lord
para cada uno de nosotros.
Has prepared for each and every one of us.
Esa es la meta final.
That is the final goal.
Esa es la gran meta que
that
nosotros debemos de alcanzar.
The great goal that we should desire and push forward to.
Dios ha preparado,
God has prepared,
un lugar especial para nosotros.
A special place for each and every one
Dios
of us.
Ha preparado,
God has prepared,
una corona especial para nosotros.
A special crown for each and every one of us.
¿Quiénes lo van a lograr?
Who will reach that goal?
Aquellos que perseveren.
Those that persevere.
Aquellos que no quiten la mirada de la meta final.
Those that do not lose sight of the final
aquellos
goal.
Aquellos que han puesto la confianza,
those that have placed their trust
en nuestro Señor Jesucristo,
in our Lord Jesus Christ.
Recordemos,
let us remember,
la salvación,
salvation,
es por gracia,
is by grace alone.
La salvación,
salvation,
es porque a Dios le plació darnos a nosotros.
God was pleased to give us salvation.
Nosotros no la merecemos.
We don't deserve it. We're undeserving of it.
Nosotros no merecemos el amor de Dios.
We do not deserve God's love.
Si nosotros le fallamos a Dios.
We fail God.
Pero Él tuvo compasión de nosotros.
But He had compassion upon us.
Y nos dio la salvación.
And gave us
a través
salvation
del sacrificio de su hijo
through
Jesucristo.
The sacrifice of his only begotten son Christ.
Y él puso en nuestro corazón,
and he placed within our heart,
una meta final,
a final goal.
Y la meta final,
and the final goal,
no es una meta terrenal,
is not necessarily an earthly
es
goal,
una meta celestial.
It's actually a heavenly goal.
Es por eso que el apóstol Pablo dice,
and that's why the apostle Paul says,
prosigo a la meta,
press on toward the goal.
Al premio del supremo llamamiento de Dios en Cristo Jesús.
For the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus.
Así que todos los que somos perfectos,
so all of us then who are mature, verse 15,
esto mismo sintamos,
should take such a view of things.
Y si otra cosa sentís,
and if on some point you think differently,
esto os lo revelará Dios.
That too God will make clear to you.
A lo mejor,
perhaps,
por ahí puede venir desánimo a nuestras vidas.
Discouragement can enter into our lives.
Ya no quiero seguir.
I don't want to keep going.
Ya no quiero perseverar.
I do not have the desire to persevere.
Todo me ha salido mal.
Everything has been going bad for me.
Mis padres no me entienden.
My parents don't necessarily understand me.
Mis hijos no me obedecen.
My children do not obey me.
Todas las cosas se han dado vuelta.
Everything has been flipped over or turned over.
Parece que
it appears as such
que nada tiene sentido.
That perhaps nothing really has too much meaning behind it.
¿Para qué yo voy a seguir adelante?
Why should I then press onward?
Déjame decirte algo.
Let me say something to you.
Pablo.
Paul.
Estaba encarcelado, dice la palabra.
The word of God says that he was in prison.
Juntamente con Sila.
Alongside with Silas.
Y estaban amarrados.
And they were chained. They were bound.
De pie y mano en el cepo.
Feet and hand together in their cell.
Y la actitud de Pablo.
And Paul's attitude.
Y Silas.
And also Silas's attitude.
No fue renunciar al ministerio.
Was not to renounce their ministry.
No fue renunciar al llamado que Dios les hizo.
It was not to renounce the calling in which God has placed on their life.
No fue decir, Señor.
It was not to say, Lord.
Ahora que yo estoy sufriendo esta condición.
Now that I'm suffering through this condition.
Estoy amarrado acá.
I'm bound here.
Tú me has abandonado.
You have abandoned me.
¿Por qué tengo que sufrir esto, Señor?
Why must I suffer through this, Lord?
No.
No.
Dice la palabra.
God's word says.
Que Pablo comenzó a adorar a Dios.
That Paul began to worship God.
Y Sila comenzó a adorar a Dios.
And Silas alongside him began to worship God.
Y yo me imagino a esos dos hombres de Dios.
And I can imagine these two men of God at the
adorando
time.
Adorando a Dios como adoramos hoy a Dios.
Worshiping God just as we worshiped God earlier this morning.
Y diciéndole a él.
And saying to him.
Amarrados de las manos.
Being bound together by hand.
Amarrados de los pies.
And also to their feet.
Cuán grande es Dios.
Is our God.
Cántale cuán grande es Dios y todos lo verán. Cuán grande es Dios. Salió una alabanza.
There came a song of praise.
Salió una adoración.
A song of worship.
De los labios de aquellos dos hombres.
From the mouths of both men.
Que estaban amarrados en el cepo.
That were chained together in that room. Or that
¿cuál
cell.
Es tu actitud ante la adversidad?
What is your attitude before adversity?
¿Cuál es tu actitud?
What is your attitude?
Ante los problemas que enfrentas.
Before the problems that you're confronted with.
Recuerda lo que el apóstol Pedro dijo.
Remember what the apostle Peter said.
Hermanos.
Brothers and sisters.
En esto no gozamos, dice Pedro.
In this we rejoice, says the Apostle Peter.
Pero dice, si es necesario.
But he says, but if it's necessary.
Pasaremos por algunas dificultades y algunas pruebas.
We will go through difficulties and trials.
Para que nuestra fe.
So that our faith.
Sea encontrada.
Can be found.
En alabanza.
In praise.
Y gloria.
And glory.
Cuando nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
When our Lord Jesus Christ.
Venga por segunda vez.
Comes for his second return.
Cuando nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
When our Lord Jesus Christ.
Venga.
Returns.
Él será glorificado.
He will be glorified.
Nuestra fe.
Our faith.
Necesita.
Needs.
Pasar por el fuego.
To be taken through the fire.
Pasar por las pruebas.
And going through trials.
Esa prueba que tú estás pasando.
That perhaps the season of trial you may be going
through. Esa dificultad que tú estás pasando.
The difficulty you may be going through.
Yo no la conozco.
I may not know it.
Dios la conoce.
God knows it.
Pero eso.
But that.
Es simplemente.
Is simply.
Algo que te va a ayudar a ti.
Something that will help you.
A llegar y a lograr.
To reach and go.
La meta.
And find your goal. And reach it.
Recuerda esto.
Remember this.
Ninguna prueba
not
y ninguna dificultad
nor not one trial or difficulty
es permanente.
Is permanent.
Es para siempre en Cristo Jesús. No.
It's not always in a sense.
No, ninguna.
No, not one.
A lo mejor estás sufriendo una enfermedad.
Perhaps you may be sick.
A lo mejor estás sufriendo por una condición que el médico te encontró.
Perhaps you may be suffering through a condition in which your primary doctor or physician
pero déjame has decirte
told you.
Algo.
But let me say something to you.
Eso no va a ser para siempre.
That cannot be and will not
eso
be
no
forever.
Es eterno.
That is not eternal.
La vida es eterna.
Life, the eternal life.
Y la vida en Cristo Jesús
life in Christ, rather,
será una vida
is
eterna
eternal.
sin dificultades.
Without difficulties.
Nuestra fe,
our faith,
y nuestra meta,
and our goal,
y nuestra mirada,
and our sight,
nuestros ojos,
our eyes,
deben de estar puestos siempre en el autor y consumador
in the author and consumer
de nuestra fe,
of our faith,
nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
And that is Christ Jesus.
Cuando nosotros pensamos,
when we think,
a veces, ¿verdad? ¿Cómo podemos hacer
sometimes, how can
para llegar a esa meta?
How can we arrive at the goal?
Para poder alcanzar esa meta.
To be able to then reach that goal.
¿Cómo yo puedo hacer para poder perseverar en el Señor?
What can I do then to then persevere?
¿Cómo yo
Lord?
Puedo hacer?
What can I do?
Es que no se trata de ti, no se trata de mí.
It's not necessarily about you, yourself, or myself.
Es que no se trata de tus fuerzas,
it's
no se trata de mi fuerza.
It's not about your own strength or effort, or nor my own strength or effort.
Jesús,
it is Jesus,
le dijo a Pablo,
who said to Paul,
bástate mi gracia.
My grace.
Porque
enough.
En tus debilidades,
because in your weakness,
mi poder se perfecciona.
My power is then perfected.
En las debilidades nuestras,
in our weaknesses,
el poder de Dios,
God's power,
se perfecciona en
is
nosotros.
Then perfected within us.
Es por eso, mis amados hermanos,
that's why my beloved brothers and
que
sisters,
como iglesia de Jesucristo,
that as the church of
debemos
Christ,
de vivir con un gozo en nuestro corazón.
We must live with a joy in our heart.
Porque aquello que nosotros,
because that what we
merecíamos,
deserve or were deserving
Cristo
of,
lo recibió.
Christ took it upon himself.
Nosotros merecíamos la ira del Padre.
We should have deserved the wrath
la ira
of God.
De Dios.
The wrath of God of the
pero
Father.
Cristo recibió la ira del Padre.
But Christ took it upon himself
para
to receive
que nosotros
the wrath.
Fuéramos libertados
so
del pecado
we can be freed from
y que
sin,
podamos vivir
and
para
that we
una vida
live a life
llena de propósitos,
filled with purpose,
llena de metas,
filled with goals.
Pero la meta final,
but the final goal,
esa nunca debemos de apartar la mirada.
We must never lose sight of,
es estar en la presencia de nuestro Señor Jesucristo.
To abide in God's presence.
Esa es la meta final.
That is the final
estar
goal,
en la presencia de Dios.
To be in God's presence.
Un día llegará.
One day you will arrive.
Un día llegará.
One day you will arrive.
Usted recibió la salvación.
If you receive Christ,
usted recibió a Cristo en su corazón.
If you receive Christ into your heart.
Usted va a ver en ese día glorioso
day,
lo que Cristo hizo por nosotros.
What Christ has truly done
por
for
ahora,
us.
Dice el apóstol Pablo,
for now, meanwhile, says the apostle
todo
Paul,
lo vemos como un espejo.
Everything we see is
pero llegará
like a
el día
but the day will
que
arrive,
lo veremos cara a cara.
Now we can finally see God face
y ese día
to
va
face.
A ser un día glorioso.
And that day will truly
ya no
be
celebraremos
glorious.
Como los 15 años,
we will no longer celebrate just like
sino
15
que celebraremos
years, but rather we will
en
celebrate
gloria,
in glory and glory
en Cristo Jesús,
in Christ Jesus.
Y participaremos
and we'll partake
no de lo que vamos a participar hoy,
of not necessarily what we're going to partake
esta
of today,
una sombra de lo
because
que viene,
this is simply a
sino que
shadowing or foreshadow of what we're going to do
de la boda del Cordero.
But we will partake of the wedding of the Lamb.
Las bodas del Cordero. Es por eso que
that's
este mensaje
that this message
es para cada uno de nosotros.
Is actually for each and every one of us.
Repito la pregunta.
I repeat the question.
¿Cuál es tu meta?
What is your goal or what's your goal?
¿Cuál es tu meta?
What's your goal?
Tú decides.
You decide.
Dios
God
ya hizo lo que tenía que hacer.
Already did what he had to do.
Él dio a su hijo Jesucristo.
He gave his only son Christ
para que todo aquel quien él crea
so that everyone who believeth upon him
no se pierda
should not perish
mas tenga vida
but have everlasting
eterna.
Life.
¿Tú quieres alcanzar la meta?
Do you desire to reach that ultimate goal?
¿Tú quieres estar en la presencia misma
do
de
you
Dios?
Desire to be in God's very presence?
Sigue esa meta.
Simply go onward towards that
el apóstol Pablo dijo,
the apostle Paul said
olvidando todo lo que
leaving
atrás.
Everything behind
olvida todo lo que quedó atrás.
Forget everything of what happened
no funcionó el matrimonio, olvídalo.
If perhaps your matrimony didn't necessarily work out
no lo puedes reparar.
You can't repair certain things in
cometiste
life
errores.
You, we made many mistakes
sigue adelante.
Or errors
no
keep
sigas
going
cometiendo
forward.
Los mismos errores.
Just do not repeat the same mistakes
pero encamínate en el supremo llamamiento en Cristo Jesús.
But let's stay on track until the ultimate calling of Christ Jesus.
Hay un supremo llamamiento en Cristo Jesús.
There's a per se supreme calling
y
that Christ
todos
gives
nosotros.
Us. All of us.
Yo quiero ver las caras. O sea, cuando yo
if
predico,
see, if I may see all your faces
me,
when
me
I preach,
ver las caras.
I enjoy seeing everyone's face.
Porque un día cuando estemos en el cielo,
because one day being in heaven,
adorando a Dios,
worshiping God,
Yo quiero decir, oh, yo la vi a ella.
Oh, I saw her.
Adorando a Dios en
worshiping God at church.
Oh, yo lo vi a ella.
Oh, I saw him too.
En la tierra.
Worshiping God on earth.
Oh, yo vi a aquella joven cantando.
Oh, I saw that young person over there who would sing.
Wow.
Wow.
Yo lo vi a ellos también adorando a Dios en la tierra.
I also saw them worshiping God on earth.
Oh, yo vi al pastor Mark.
Oh, I saw Pastor Mark. Hey, what's up?
Dios en la tierra.
Serving God on earth.
Y todos gozarnos
en all of us rejoicing in God's presence. Because that is the ultimate goal.
Que Dios les bendiga, hermanos.
May God bless each and every one.